coming up on July 14th to benefit the Leah Goodwin Fund with the Friends of the Florence Event Center, and I hope I'm getting that information correctly, Nia Vollmar is going to be doing a concert in benefits and in memory of Leah Goodwin. Joining me now is Nia Vollmar. Her mother, Mary, Jason Wood, and Kathleen Wenzel are all here. And whose idea was this to start off with?
It was my mother and mine. We were just talking about doing something for the Power of Florence. We found out that Leah had a fund, and we figured we want to contribute to that. We loved her.
Mm-hmm. As everybody did. I mean, that's, you know, it goes without saying, kind of. Yeah.
Sure. So what ended up happening, George, was we went ahead and started just talking to members of Leah's community, and we initially thought we could tie this in with Power Florence because that was just something we always participated in. But as we started reaching out to Leah's friends, it snowballed into a bigger thing.
It's bigger than that,
yeah. A bigger thing. And so now we are having the benefit concert over at the Florence Event Center.
Yeah, we were originally just going to do it in the parking lot, right?
Yep, with a tip jar and a microphone.
Yeah. That didn't work, obviously.
No, I mean, people are amazing. It just goes to show how loved Leah was in this community. And so we have the event center as the venue, and we have some guest vocalists along with Nia, one of them being her longtime vocal coach, Jason Wood.
Yay!
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, let's back up a little bit, because, you know, we lost Leah, and it was a very sudden thing. I don't think anybody was expecting it.
No.
Tell us about the effect that she had at the Florence Event Center. I know it was deep and long-running.
Yes, she was involved in the event center in a number of ways, not just in the productions for Last Resort Players and working with Crow, but also setting up tables. And she was on the board of the Friends of the Florence Event Center.
She was a real workhorse, basically.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. I used to tease her that she needed an apartment there so she didn't have to drive all the way over there and back. She really had her heart there, and everyone there knew her and loved her. And she was the volunteer of the year before she passed away.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Now, Jason, what about your input into this? You're going to be performing as well.
Yep, Nia and I are going to finally be singing something together after
8 years.
Eight
maybe?
Years,
almost nine.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So she's finally going to let you sing with her.
I know.
Is that the way?
Yeah, she's finally letting me on stage with her. And I'm as excited as I can be, not only for that, but I'm really, really excited for the concert in general and just everything that it's going toward. Leah made a huge impact on this community. And not just in the theater community either, but especially there, I think.
Now, the fund in her memory, what does that go to benefit?
The fund is being held by the Friends of the Florence Event Center, and the money that's collected will be used. Her parents will make decisions, Rosie and Butch, about the final decision, but it will be used for improvements, especially in the theater at the event center, funding in that way. But rather than most of the donations they get go, that the whole board decides, but this is something that her parents will have direct involvement. Her mother is on the board too, but her mother and father will make the decisions about what exactly they spend the funds for.
But it'll stay within the Florence Event Center.
Absolutely. Yes.
Needs and yes. Wants for that area there.
Right. One of the things Leah was frustrated with was sometimes the facilities were not up to the par she was used to when she worked in Los Angeles,
right,
and on Broadway. And
but she worked hard to get some of that to where it needed to be.
Oh, she sure did. Yeah.
And this will be sort of a continuation of. So who's sort of taken, has anybody stepped up and taken the reins from where Leah was as far as the passion and the
who can fill those
determination.
Shoes?
Yeah. Nobody. Well, I yeah. guess nobody can could.
It takes a village, a dozen of us, yeah. to even start with it.
Yeah.
Well, I think what's interesting is that Leah has definitely left a legacy. So last night, Naya had the advantage of meeting with some of the Women in Black Plus One, which is Leah's backstage production troupe, I guess, or crew. And so we know Leah in a lot of capacities, but with the Women in Black Plus One, she was the stage manager or handling sound. And then she had a whole crew of women, including Kathleen. And then the plus one is the one teenager she picked up, which is Christopher Keppel. That anytime they had a show at the FEC, if you saw the Women in Black doing production, you know it was going to be an excellent show.
And it wasn't just dramatic productions. We also work the concerts and some of the other events like Florence Fest.
So, Naya, are you going to be doing original tunes for this concert?
Yes, I will. I'll be performing Empty Spaces again, plus another song that is releasing around the same time called A Thousand Wishes, and it is about caring for somebody and wanting the best for them, so I thought it was appropriate for this.
Now, what about other songs? Are you going to incorporate some other stuff in there as well, some popular music? Or?
Yes, I am. There will be other things.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. There will be a couple other duets. There's I'm Going to Sing with Jason. Yeah. I'm jazz handing over there. I'll also be doing a duet with my brother and another friend of mine, Jonah Vollmer and William Owens, plus a bunch of other duets.
Are you currently rehearsing this now, or have you started that yet?
Yes, I am. I've already started practicing with all of the above, plus just practicing by myself in the shower.
Okay, well, we didn't need that. Anyway. Okay. So again, what is this donation based, or is there a cost for this concert?
It's
the cost?
Strictly donations.
Okay.
And the Friends of the Florence Event Center is a nonprofit, and donations are tax deductible if they're come in a check form. Mm-hmm. We can't give out receipts for everybody who puts a little money in the jar. Mm-hmm. But if you write a check, you can take it off your taxes.
Now, are there some costs involved in this that you have to cover? I mean, or is the event center, are they charging you a few bucks, or are they giving you the space? How's that working out?
The event center has waived as many of the costs as they can, and there is a sponsor who has paid for the rest.
So anything you get over above that goes automatically to the fund?
All of it goes to the fund.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Well, we were fortunate to go ahead and sit at the board of directors for the Friends of Florence Event Center. And so we asked them, how's the best way for this to be earmarked for Leah? And so if checks are made out to the Friends of the Florence Event Center, and then in the memo line, Leah Goodwin Memorial Fund, that will make sure that those donations are earmarked specifically for Leah.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, again, it's the 14th. What are the times for the show?
2 p.m.
2 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's an early matinee kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of the community that supports Leah, that's a great time for them, and especially...
Because by 6, most of them are asleep.
Well...
Right? No, I'm kidding.
By 6, we were asleep. Yeah. But we just wanted to be really inclusive and make it a good time and date. And summer's going to be busy, but I really am confident people are going to show up for Leah.
All right. Well, that again, that's coming up on July 14th. Thank you all so much for being here today, and break a leg.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to our July edition of Our Town. Join us again next month. We'll have a whole lots of stuff. We'll be getting ready to go back to school, so we'll surely have some back-to-school stuff in there on our August edition of Our Town.